So, almost halfway through the British tour, how are things going, and how are people receiving songs from the new Renegade album?
I think they're going down fairly well. I mean, obviously they're expecting us to play the old favourites, and there's a couple of critics, you know, come to hack away at us, you know, but our supporters are really loyal, so, you know, I just hope that they like the new songs as much as I do. We believe in the songs, you know, and but the tour's been going well, and hopefully it will continue to do so, and the kids will like the album, you know.
Renegade was recorded in two halves almost. You stopped recording halfway through and did some live appearances.
Yeah, that's right. We did the first half early in the year, and then we did some summer dates, and then we finished it off just in time for the tour. I mean, it only comes out this week, and the tour's been going about 2 weeks. But that's a lot better than last time. I mean, last time we did the whole Chinatown tour, and the album came out afterwards. So we're ahead of schedule this time.
Of course, aside from Renegade, you've been working, Philip, as a solo artist. I mean, you released an album at the beginning of 1981, right?
Yeah, Solo in Soho. Yeah, that's been a... It's been successful in a way, because it's completely different than Thin Lizzy, and it's just experiment for me in different textures of sound. I've just finished the second one, which is called Fatalistic Attitude, and that'll come out early next year. So hopefully, if that does as well as the first one, I'll be happy.
In the many years that you've been playing, it's what, 12 years now?
No, the band's been together about 10 years, you know.
Do you get fed up with touring and recording, or is it always interesting and exciting the next time round?
Yeah, each time it's different, you know. I mean, obviously you get, you know, if I spend too much time in the studio, I get fed up with that. If I spend too much time on the road, I get fed up with that. But, like, I can't see myself doing anything else. I know I can't do it forever, so I'm enjoying it while it's going.
The media have always treated you as quite a character, a bit of a rebel perhaps. Do you think that as you get older and you stick around longer, they're going to respect you more and think you're more conservative?
I think they know me better. Conservative isn't a word I'd use with Philip Lynott, you know, but... Yeah, probably am getting more responsible, especially, you know, I've got a wife, I've got two kids, and, like, I'm not scared of the fact of growing old. I don't agree with people who say that you have to be young to play music. I mean, I'm not saying I'm ancient, you know, but, like, I see people like B.B. King or Stevie Wonder. I mean, nobody tells me, nobody could tell me, at a guess, how old Stevie Wonder is. His age doesn't come into it, you know. So hopefully, you know, by the time they realise how old I am, I'll be good at making music.
Back to talking about your solo work, you were talking about the textures are different, the sound quality is different. Is that because you used a different producer for the solo albums as opposed to the Thin Lizzy band albums?
Well, I'm trying to make a bigger separation between the solo work and the Thin Lizzy stuff. My solo stuff now have really gone off the wall. I'm going into I'm working only in textures. That's the only thing that interests me, textures of sound. I'm not interested in verse, chorus, middle A or structure like that. My songs on the solo album are definitely getting more bizarre.
What's the reaction of Thin Lizzy fans to the solo albums? If they are that different, in your opinion, do they like them? Are they well received? Or do you get a lot of criticism for the solo work you do?
It's a split vote, really. I mean, you get the hardened Lizzy fans who just want to hear music just like Thin Lizzy, and that structure, which is two guitars, bass drums and keyboards and vocals. Whereas there's been other people, though, that have come up and said they've really liked what I've done. I think Thin Lizzy supporters are well capable of getting into two different types of music. We're not the type of band where you have to like our type of music and no other type of music, you know what I mean? There seems to be an unwritten law that somebody who likes heavy metal can't like something that's softer. I think that's a load of bull, because I mean, I myself can, you know, listen to a soft album, you know, to relax, or I can listen to a heavy album if I want to move, you know.
The band have been through a lot of changes over the years. People have left the group. Are you happy with the group as it is today? Well, I'm sure you are happy. I mean, what observations do you have about them today as opposed to the people that have worked with you in the past? How do you feel about them, for example, composing with you?
I've always tried and composed with whoever was in the band. Like when Brian Robertson was in the band, I tried to compose with him, and we did some successful stuff together. And he's a good guitarist. He went off and he wanted to have his own band. And so that, you know, he was perfectly entitled to put himself before Thin Lizzy. But I don't think anybody's bigger than the band. You know, I mean, even I've got a solo album career, and I wouldn't put myself bigger than the band. You know, I think Gary Moore, too, was a brilliant musician. I think fantastic guitar player. And as a musician, I think he's probably one of the best musicians that's been in Thin Lizzy. But again, he wanted to go off and do a solo career, and we wrote some nice tunes together. But since then, our musicianship is, you know, he's just shown his technique rather than. Playing good tunes, you know, but it's not for me to criticise what he's done. He's made his own choice, and that's up to him. I think Snowy White is a blues player, you know, he comes from the old tradition. I mean, Peter Green, he's like a Peter Green protege. Peter Green, showed him a few licks, and he's worked with Peter Green, and he's worked with Pink Floyd, but his roots are from the blues boom of years ago. Scott Gorham, he's totally original, you know, he has his, no matter what guitar he picks up, he gets the same sound out of, and he's got one style and one style, but it's his, you know, it's totally his, so he's the most original of all the guitarists that have been, and maybe apart from Eric Bell was that type of guitarist as well, who was totally original in what he did, you know. That's consequently why we can't play Whiskey in the Jar, you know, because it's so much Eric Bell, you see.
You've also introduced a new keyboard player on this tour, haven't you?
Yeah. I thought our repertoire was getting so big that we needed to change the texture of sound behind what was going on. And my mother, of all people, she's easy now, my mother's boy, she's seen him and she said, he's a fantastic young keyboard player, give him a chance. So rather than get into an argument with my mother, I said, okay, I'll give him a trial. And he was brilliant, you know, so he got the gig then.